The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Well, it's nice to be clean down there, but, you know, but no. You're not putting any wax on Satchel Paige. You might as well forget about it. Right?
Worst.
Remember when I couldn't breathe on Friday? Such a bitch.
Nothing wrong with a hairy dingle. I'm just, it's just, I get stuck on things from time to time.
And stuck it, Gabe, is that it a goes waxing
back,
joke?
Gabe, it goes back to Holmgren.
Visualization.
The visualization is driving me nuts.
Nuts!
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Keep getting us your hissy fits in sports in honor of Jason Kokrak, who had one this weekend on the golf course. Chewy had it as a number one. Gabe had it as a number two. Why again did you love this so much, Chew?
Just leave live golf alone.
Wait. Leave Brittany alone! What just happened?
What?
What?
Well, somehow they tied it into live golf. Oh, see? People who go to live golf act like that.
Well, no, but
yeah, they act like that. No, that's what it's bad.
What it symbolized is everyone's just assuming he's going to live golf. He's been sponsored by Golf Saudi for like the last 2.5 years.
You know what
so
it
everybody's
symbolizes,
just assuming he's
Gabe?
Doing that.
It symbolizes garage shop! That's essentially what he did.
Yeah, he crotch chopped the PGA?
Yes. Here's the problem, Jason Kokrak. Nobody knows who you are.
More than Jason Smith.
Jason Smith isn't on the PGA Tour.
But we know him now. You know, and if you're doing the thing where you're trying to gain notoriety, this is a good way to do it.
Next, in 2 weeks. Who is that guy? He hit the ball, and then Chewy was crotch chopping. What was his name again? You're not going to remember his name.
Yeah, because of his name, Kokrak.
Because he stinks. He's not a very good player.
I don't know. I might remember Kokrak.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good
chance.
800-930-3737. Jason. I wrote it down.
I didn't know that.
I had to write it down, or I wouldn't have remembered it. Hey, guys, I saw Elvis this weekend, the new movie Elvis.
I want to see that. You saw Elvis. Why we didn't lead with that on the show, I've got a lot of different questions, but it was the movie. Okay.
It was a very dramatic, but like it's that that director, Baz Luhrmann. You guys familiar with him? He did like the old Romeo and Juliet back in the day, back in the 90s, Romeo and Juliet.
Didn't he do Great Gatsby?
Which one?
He did do Great Gatsby.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. So you know what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm talking about then, like from his style, right? It's all very like opulent and like...
A lot of colors.
A lot of moving things happening. There's a bunch of different split screens going on at the same time. So it was really good because Elvis is this larger than life character. I did not know that he died on the toilet. I did not know that he had 4 months worth of poop in his body when he died because, guys... all of the drugs he was doing and the 12,000 calorie diet he was on.
Oh, 4 months?
4 months worth of poop in his body.
You can't live that long, can you? I guess you...
Well, he died, so eventually you can't.
They said he had a heart attack trying to... Not that. The other. Not that.
Well, I mean, some people do that.
What?
I guess it's more of a...
Yeah. That's true.
Hold on. I know someone.
Involved.
Not personally, but their reputation precedes them.
So you are comfortable with saying the word poop, but you are uncomfortable saying pooping?
No, I say pooping all the time.
Yeah, but why did you go to the sound effect for pooping?
He died on the toilet. He had a heart attack when he was trying to poop. There. Better.
I believe it was a gold toilet, too, wasn't it?
Maybe. There was this opulence level, right?
12,000 calories. There's no way. 12,000 calories a day?
That's what it said.
I don't think that's possible.
Michael Phelps only had 10,000 calories in a day, and he is famous for having like a ridiculous amount because he's also burning like 10,000 calories.
Yeah, I don't think that Elvis was on the Michael Phelps physical activity level. So the movie was really good. It was very long though, guys. 2 hours 49 minutes.
Yeah.
Who wants to sit in the theater for 2 hours and 49 minutes?
Depends. Is the air conditioning out?
Yes.
In your house, and then
wasn't Tom Hanks
sit there?
Tom Hanks in it?
He was great.
He was great.
He was fantastic. Yeah. So the whole storyline that I wasn't aware of is Tom Hanks plays his manager, who apparently got in big trouble for basically siphoning off 50% of all of Elvis's earnings. 50% of Elvis's earnings.
Wow. Wait, Tom Hanks plays a bad guy?
Yes, he's very good. He's really good.
Has he ever played a bad guy?
Tom Hanks plays a bad guy?
And doesn't he play a bad guy in like Road to Perdition or something like that? Yeah, there's a movie where he plays like a gangster.
But it wasn't very good, so I kind of forgot about it.
There's a movie where he plays a gangster. It was very good, but got me thinking, guys, who
Mr.
else...
Mr. Rogers plays a bad guy?
Would you like to see a Forrest Gump? Who else would you like to see a biopic about? Who else would you... In the music space, right? There's a ton of people who they've made movies about. Bohemian Rhapsody comes to mind, which just came out a few years ago. Walk the Line, Chew. I'm sure you saw that with Johnny Depp and Reese Witherspoon really back in the day. Those were good biopics about musicians. Who else? Who would you like to see one on? And Dario, when we were talking about this, the first one that came to mind for him was Kurt Cobain. He would love to see a movie like that about Kurt Cobain's life and death.
What about an athlete?
Well, I mean,
as of late, there's been a run on musician Elton John. Did they do one on Prince?
No, they haven't done one on Prince.
I'd like to see a Prince one, I think.
Prince would be really good.
Prince is an interesting...
But from an athlete standpoint?
Well, they just did... Giannis's movie came out last Friday.
Brett movieable? If he started
in
Atlanta or even when he... parked his car 18 feet up a tree.
I honestly think that part of Brett's story would have to be, and again, I'm just going to say this out loud before he comes on our air starting the football season, I think it would have to be about the family leeching off of him. I'm sorry, like that would be a part of the story that I feel like you'd have to dive into, how he has financially supported so many people in his family for years and years and years. Because there has to be some layer of the story that you don't know about or that hasn't really been dug into. That's what was so great about this Elvis movie, guy. I was not aware of this like pariah manager that Elvis aligned himself with when he was a teenager and couldn't get rid of until his death.
Well, and so the thing there for me, you got to be dead. Like doing a biopic on someone when they're still alive, like the story
in order for
is
it to
still
be good?
Yes.
Yeah,
like
you're
the
probably
story
right.
is still the story is not complete. The story doesn't really have an end. And while Giannis' story is certainly inspiring, there's still so much story that's left. There's still some story that's left for Brett. I know his playing career is over, but that's what I'm guessing makes Elvis a little bit more interesting. What made Bohemian Rhapsody? Yes, it was about Queen. It was more about Freddie Mercury, though. And with having that natural ending, that's what I naturally think of. Like, yeah, Kurt Cobain could be interesting because there is a tragic ending to that story. But, that ending is coming, but it's the details in between that are going to make it interesting.
I mean, 8 Mile, the story of Eminem, that was fantastic. And he's still alive. Like, they were able to do, again, it was a very specific portion of his life, right? It was kind of his lead up to superstardom.
Yeah.
He obviously also,
elements
well, but he also, like, had a role in kind of how, and that's always tricky, right? Because nobody really wants to put the mirror up to themselves and then see their toughest moments, lowest moments, bad decisions playing out on screen. Like that can be hard when someone weighs in like that. So Bohemian Rhapsody is on the list. Straight Outta Compton, which we watched several years ago. When did that come out? 2015. Did you guys see that one?
I saw that.
NWA.
Yeah,
very
that was
good.
Tom Petty.
Oh, I'd watch a Tom Petty biopic.
No?
What's exciting about Tom Petty? I mean, he's a good musician, band's good, great songs, but like, I guess I don't know enough of the backstory about Tom Petty that is it going to be an interesting 2-hour movie?
I don't know. It's a great question. I didn't even know that there was one on the Beach Boys. Love and Mercy, apparently, is a biopic about the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, primarily about Brian Wilson.
How about Michael Jackson?
I mean,
it just is dicey.
It gets dicey.
There's
a way to do it.
What?
I think a Michael Jackson one.
There's so much like gray area, you know, like accusations and, you know, never fully founded type of stuff. What about Ray? Did you see Ray?
Ray was really
good. I did
good.
Not.
Ray
Jamie
was fantastic.
Fox?
I did not see Ray. I heard it was very good, though.
Yeah. I mean, he won the Oscar for Best Actor for it.
Jersey Boys is another one.
What is that about?
Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Yeah, I think you'd actually like Jersey Boys, too. Yeah, I do. I think you'd
really like it.
Isn't
that a play or something like that?
It was a musical then turned into a movie.
Did you ever like
Clint
Frankie
Eastwood
Valli?
Was somehow involved with it.
Yeah, I liked some of his stuff, just from Goodfellas.
We saw Jersey Boys on Broadway. It was fantastic. I mean, that's a show that translates really, really well to the stage.
Have you seen Urine?
Excuse me?
Every time. Mention Broadway. Boom. Right there.
I'm just very fascinated by it.
It's called Urine Town.
That's because, I mean, all that mead you drink. That's why you're fascinated by
urine. You've gone to the bathroom 3 times already this morning. But to be fair,
I'm hydrated.
The Mio is almost empty, which is very impressive.
Well, I mean, it's a little warmer out now, so during these months, the Mio goes down a little quicker than during.
You know
the winter
what?
Months.
I will say this, and we can all vote on it. Normally, I've been bad on Mondays, but when the sun is up early and it's summertime, I'm much better. The guy behind the glass is like miserable on Mondays, isn't he?
Well,
doesn't talk.
You can't talk about having a great day, you know?
This is the best you've been on a Monday in a while.
I agree with that. I feel
you showed up in more of a Tuesday, Wednesday mood.
Yeah.
Like, you showed up in a pretty good mood today. Last Monday, you were still kind of dragging. I mean, Ashton has been dragging today, but that thing's because
Whoa.
His face is on fire.
Okay.
I have?
It is so red.
And
I've
swollen.
I've been okay, I thought. Sheesh.
No, I don't think he has sun poisoning.
I will say this. If the standard is how cranky he was last week and the week prior, he is having a fantastic day.
Oh, yes.
Because that was just like crazy, epic, cranky Ashton. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like that from him.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to the bottom of it at some point. The further removed we get, maybe you'll start to like elaborate and let us know.
I mean, he's not going to elaborate.
We won't.
But luckily, we've got a private eye that can.
First Midwest Bank talk and text line 800-990-3776. Sean weighing in saying, what about La Bamba?
Richie Valens.
Mm-hmm. That was a very good one.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it stands up. Similarly with Selena. Did you ever see Selena with Jennifer Lopez?
Selena, no.
It was very good back in the day, but I'm not sure if it stands up to the test of time. Tommy in Sheboygan saying, I'd like to see a biopic about Jerry Garcia. He basically created an entire music genre.
That'd be good.
I think I would watch one on Madonna. Now, I think, again, maybe she has to be passed and there has to be some like revelatory element to the movie in order for me to like really get into it. But like, she seems like a fascinating character.
Yeah, that's the problem. I feel like we know so much already about these people. And maybe Madonna is still a little bit protected because, again, her heyday is 80s, a little bit into the 90s. So, you know, the what was going on behind the scenes might be a little bit more hidden at that point.
You know who I would watch? Dolly Parton. Dolly, and again, like, I don't know that there's some scandal there. I don't know if there's something, but again, being a woman in the music industry during her time, having all the success that she's had, obviously the body image things that she has gone through and taken on and all that stuff, there might be a really interesting story there from Dolly Parton. I do appreciate the folks who have weighed in on the First Midwest Bank talk and text line letting me know that I said that Joaquin Phoenix, I said Johnny Depp was in Walk the Line.
Yeah.
I meant Joaquin Phoenix, so I apologize for that. Thank you for clearing that up.
First of all, how do we not catch that? Second of all,
I've never seen the movie, and I caught it.
I just let it go.
You did not
Monday.
Catch it.
I did too.
Second of all, like that's a Chewie-esque, like just because they're both their names start with J.
Probably, yeah. I'm not sure why, but yeah, let's go with
like,
that.
Because they don't even look alike. Like if they looked alike, I would get it. They don't look anything alike.
Maybe like deep into character kind of guys. I don't know. Yeah, just
okay.
He's nuts though.
Which one?
Well, both.
Yeah. All right. You know what? We figured it out. They're both insane human beings.
Starting to track.
I think Joaquin is more insane.
Than Johnny?
Yes. Right?
I'm not sure.
Insane's good.
Yeah?
It can be.
Oh, okay.
Right?
What kind of insane?
Entertaining insaneness?
This tracks. This is why he likes co-crack so much.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would think that, you know, Jimmy Mack staying up to watch porn till 4 a.m. would be kind of entertaining. Yet
can
you
seem
to be
out
on that.
On the show?
You sure can. Wish you wouldn't, but you can.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's how that's going to go, huh?
Man, just trying to connect here. He just throws me overboard.
It's all going to be allegedly from here on out. We roll on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.
Chewy, there's no allegedly, though, when you know we're going to sell your house and who you're going to go to, right?
Not if you're using Lake Country flat fee in this housing market. Shouldn't the seller get the biggest check at closing? The team at Lake Country flat fee sure does think so. There is no reason to pay a big commission to sell your home. Lake Country Flat Fee will provide the marketing service and expertise needed at an average savings of over 50% compared to a 6% broker. My brother did the smart thing, moved to Florida, sold his house, and used Lake Country Flat Fee. Learn more, schedule a free marketing analysis by visiting lakecountryflatfee.com. To the point where the blueberry got just hot enough where it would just explode in your mouth. So good.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they explode in your mouth.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet.
Lots of things for you to weigh in on this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We started with our ones and twos this morning. That's how we started talking about Jason Kokrak. Jason Kokrak had a hissy fit on the golf course this weekend, and then we were asking you about your favorite hissy fits in all of sports. Most recently, we've been talking about music biopics. I saw Elvis this weekend. 2 hours and 49 minutes. That's too long, right? Like, what's your perfect threshold for a movie? I'm going to say just under 2 hours. Like a 150, a 155. If you can give me an hour 55, obviously, we're not talking minutes at this point, guys, because, I mean, I'm bad at math, but I'm not that bad at math.
Jen just really wants to consume little bites on YouTube. That's all she wants to do.
Actually, that's true.
I would say over 2 hours if it's good.
Really?
215.
Yeah, it starts.
So, I mean, there have been some three-hour movies that when you see it for the first time in the theater, you're like, whoa. Can't believe 3 hours went by.
Like yeah. What? Are they all Marvel movies?
Yeah, I mean, some of them are Marvel movies.
Well, I'll give you one you guys didn't like. I thought it was great, and I still watch it today. The Irishman.
I have not made my way all the way through The Irishman.
That's 3.5 hours.
I think I've seen the first 40 minutes, and I was like, I'll come back later.
So
never did.
Damn long.
I thought it was great. Didn't it get slow?
Oh, the whole movie's slow.
No, it's not. It's wonderful.
It's so incredibly slow.
Wonderful. Chewie's like, I got time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. You got time. I remember watching it and then pausing it and going, I still have an hour and a half left of this? Are you kidding me? It's just way too long.
We also asked you about your make or break Packers. There's an article on The Ringer this morning. I encourage you to check it out. But they were saying that Devondre Campbell is the make or break second tier player. So it's not superstars. It's not your first stringers necessarily. It's your second tier players who will make or break the season for each of the individual teams. And Chewy threw out, he thinks it's going to be A.J. Dillon. I even said, I think it'll be Tonyan. You know, like guys who will have an impact. If they have a good season, if they overperform, that could be the difference between Packers having a deep playoff run and Packers being home in January.
I think Kenny Clark would be a bigger loss than Campbell, right?
Yeah, because they don't have any depth there.
And they lose Kenny Clark, and then Campbell's not as effective, right?
Correct, yep.
So I would put Kenny Clark ahead of him.
Get us your suggestions
on that. But, I mean, Kenny Clark's
that.
A star. Like, Kenny Clark's made Pro Bowls. Like, Kenny Clark's been paid like a star. Like,
is he a star?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think he's a star yet.
I would say Kenny Clark is a star in the NFL.
I threw out Eric Stokes as a potential as well. Like, the problem becomes, like, what is your definition of star on the Green Bay Packers? Gabe, if I asked you to rattle off the stars on Green Bay, obviously It begins with the quarterback.
Yep.
After that, where do you go? Is Mason Crosby a star? Because I could make the argument that he could be a make or break guy out there as well if he has another dumpy season.
His season wasn't that bad last year. He had, like, one or two bad games. That was it. But, I mean, he made game-winning kicks. He did what he needed to
but
do.
But I'm saying, is he a star? Is he a star of the Packers? Does he even qualify for this second-tier conversation?
No, I would not have that conversation because he's a kicker. Like, what kicker's a star in the league?
Give me A players. Offense and defense.
A players?
A.
Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Bakhtiari when healthy, Elton Jenkins when healthy.
That is so depressing.
No, not Elton Jenkins.
No, Elton Jenkins is a star.
No.
He's an A player. He is without an out an A player. Like, you can move him around. You can trust him wherever you put him. Like, the dude is a stud.
What about on the defensive side of the ball? Nobody? No, you said Kenny Clark.
Oh, you got Jair.
Yeah, A players on defense. I would say Kenny.
Jair.
Before I got to the secondary, I was debating on Rashawn. He's probably not there yet.
Needs another year.
Yeah. Like, I think he's trending in the right direction, yeah. But I can't say he's A right now. So I would say Kenny. I mean, Devondre played like an A player last year. He was an all-pro. Like, it's hard to leave him off this list when you were named one of the best defenders in the NFL.
But
he has to back it up.
Yeah, he's got to back it up. It's kind of like the Pro Bowl. You got to have a great year, and then most times you go the second year.
Yeah. Jair, I would say, are certainly your A players.
So that certainly leaves a lot of guys to be considered for this second-tier make or break. Eric Stokes, Roswell Douglas, Preston Smith. Do we want to mention Preston Smith as a star? Should he be a one player, an A player?
He's like a good B player, you know, like he's a solid player. You know what you're getting out of him. But like the fact that he does the every other year thing where he sucks and then he's great and then he sucks and then he's great. And by the way, this is an even year. So apparently this means he's going to be bad.
So if Preston Smith is a second tier player, if he's a B player, should we be giving him more consideration for this make or break consideration? No, make or break what? List, make or break. I lost the word. I'm sorry. I was moving, and then just.
Yeah, the problem there, like you said, there's no depth there. So,
you mean besides Devondre and Preston after that?
I would put them before Campbell. Just saying, the Mike linebacker position, you're designed to make all the tackles. And the reason you make all the tackles is because the guys in front of you are pretty darn good. So, I don't know what happens if you lose a Gary or a Smith. I mean, that's devastating. When you talk about, all right, outside of Aaron, what could be the most devastating loss to this team?
Kenny Clark?
No.
Rashawn Gary?
I would say Kenny Clark, Rashawn, or Smith, more so because look at the running back position. You lose one, all right, you still got the other guy.
Yeah.
Right?
And even as depressing as it is, like you have an injury in the wide receiver room.
Who cares?
Like
they're all the same guy.
They're all the same guy anyway, yeah. So you're okay. Like the fact that you don't have any depth means you kind of have some depth because they're all the same.
Yeah.
Is this a referendum on the secondary right now? Because we haven't mentioned Adrian Amos. We haven't mentioned Darnell Savage. You guys gave me a pushback on Eric Stokes. Rasul Douglas? Like, should we be giving more love to the secondary outside of Jair as far as a second-tier player who could make or break the Packers season?
Douglas is in the same category as Campbell. Like, Douglas didn't...
Yeah.
Like, Douglas's career, like, he's bounced around. He was on a practice squad in the middle of the year when the Packers picked him up. So, to me, he still needs to back up what he did last year. Like, I'm glad he's on the Packers. I'm glad they paid what they paid. But it's not like, oh, yeah, Rasul Douglas isn't Jair Alexander. Like, Jair coming off injury, I am zero concern about Jair Alexander. I know he's going to go out there and perform. Eric Stokes needs to build on what he did last year as a second-year player. Roswell Douglas needs to build on what he did last year as his coming out season, his breakout season. But again, I would put, in terms of what I think can make or break the Packers' defense, Adrian Amos and Darnell Savage, one of those two. The safeties making more plays, I think, is going to be, if this Packers' defense wants to be that number two defense that Mina Kimes has put it, the way that Tausch has talked about what this Packers' defense can be, to me, it leans on one of those two guys stepping up and being a big-time playmaker.
Well, and how concerned are you about having these rookies potentially starting at their positions this year? Because we always talk about there being a learning curve. We always talk about it being a transition in. Do they benefit from having some of those other guys in there who have been there, done that? Is that giving you more confidence to a Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker starting at their positions?
I guess, Chu, maybe you can talk more about this, but I feel that with the way that the Packers want to play more sub-packages, and maybe some teams dictate them out of those sub-packages, but Devontae Wyatt along the defensive line, he's going to be able to be rotated in and out. So it's not like, oh, we're counting on this guy. Same thing with Quay Walker. With Devondre Campbell next to him, he's going to be rotating in and out, and he's going to be able to be seasoned. It's not like, oh, this guy's got to be a stud for us. And it's going to allow them to kind of ease in, I think, a little bit better to the NFL versus just being thrown into the fire and having to be counted on.
I'm sure they have them penciled in as the starters if you're a first-round pick.
Yes, they're starters, but...
But like you said, there's
a
rookie...
But the positions they play, like last year, Eric Stokes isn't rotating out a lot at corner. Being the second inside linebacker in a 3-4, you're going to get rotated in and out. Defensive linemen get rotated in and out all the time.
But they hit a wall. Like 8 out of 10 rookies hit a wall around week 14, 15. So, I mean, that's a real thing. And the thing that always just sticks in
the back of my head is Jason not giving a ringing endorsement of Stokes. Because I thought he had a pretty good rookie year. He's like, eh. So there's another one you put in the category. All right, can he get better, or is he a Darnell Savage?
Yeah.
Had a great, you know, not a great, but a
you see a lot of potential.
Yep. And then just plateaued.
The Ringer saying that the hype is contingent on Campbell following up his breakout season with another stellar campaign. The hype, of course, being that the Packers are a trendy pick to be the NFL's best defense. They are saying that Campbell could be a make or break ingredient in that success. Who else could be? Because now we got a lot more suggestions, right? Gabe is going with the secondary, specifically the safety position, saying Adrian Amos and Darnell Savage. Chewy has said he thinks A.J. Dillon. Whatever they decide to do with A.J. Dillon, whether it's having them both out of the backfield or him in the backfield and Jones out there catching passes. And I said, what about Tonyan, who still, by the way, is not healthy. We don't know when he will be healthy or how soon he will be out there on the field. But I do think that the tight end position for this team is really interesting, okay? Because who do they have on that depth chart right now, Gabe? It's like Lewis, DeGuara, Daphne, and Tyler Davis? Is
yeah,
that
Tyler
right?
Davis, yeah. The four they have are Tonyan, DeGuara, Lewis, and Davis.
But who does Jason like? Davis?
That's who Tausch loves Davis.
So it seems that the Packers are pretty high on Tyler Davis. That he could be the next Robert Tonyan. Because Robert Tonyan kind of came out of nowhere, undrafted guy, had a big catch in 17 or 18, didn't really build on it until he hit 2020.
Look, and you've seen teams that have been able to build their offense around their tight end. Mark Andrews comes to mind, Travis Kelce comes to mind. Like, there are teams out there that have said, okay, maybe we don't have the greatest wide receiver, you know, room, but we got a guy who can stretch the field. We got a guy who can make it happen. And I wonder if the Packers don't kind of lean that way as they work the running game in, as they figure out new and creative ways to put this offense together. I can't help but wonder if tight end is going to be a direction that they go. Let us know what you think. 800-990-3776. Who is the second tier player who could make or break the Packers' success this season based on this article on The Ringer? Gabe, go ahead.
It is Discount Liquor 4th of July week here on 94.5 ESPN. Make sure to stop by Discount Liquor. Stock up for your celebration. With thousands of varieties of beer, liquor, and wine, Discount Liquor offers an unmatched selection, everyday low prices, expert service, and the convenience of two locations. 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee, Barstow and Maine and Waukesha. It's Discount Liquor 4th of July week here on 94.5 ESPN. Please celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Chase has a beautiful trophy rack in his room full of trophies.
Is Chase going to the
and
game
now
tonight?
She said trophy rack.
Is trophy Chase... rack.
I love trophy racks.
Yep.
Love them.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Phrase to you, 18-foot python. Tickle big cat.
Man, that's a lot of work to feed the geese.
It's a lot to work with.
You must be both hands.
An 18-foot python weighing in at 215 pounds. Yeah, I know. We're moving on.
Are we? That was a pretty good one.
That was awesome. Is that the sound of the snake?
That's now we should move on.
The sound of what we will be doing when we're out of work. Sleeping in. 215 pounds. Gabe, how much you weigh?
210.
This snake weighs more than you. An 18-foot python weighing in at a whopping 215 pounds was found in the Everglades. What was it, over the weekend, Ashy?
Yeah, over the weekend, and I'm not going to lie, I didn't really read the article, but I feel like there's more details that I'm missing on this, because I stopped reading an 18-foot snake.
An 18-foot python. Now, it was a female python, and she was pregnant with 122 eggs. That, to me, is the kicker. That this 18-foot python, 215 pounds, created 122 more of her.
Should we be eating those, though?
Python?
Yeah.
Like, what is there to eat? Like, what are you?
I don't know.
Like, muscle?
Scales? A lot of meat. Like, I had kangaroo this weekend, which was fantastic.
Kangaroo's a mammal, so I guess I can. Okay, wait. Hold on.
Yeah, I.
Where I had kangaroo and it's fantastic.
Where are you getting kangaroo?
My buddy's restaurant, Bryant's on the Round, out in Okachi. It's fabulous. People squirrel a little bit until they eat it, and they're like, wow. I'm just saying, should there be a place that serves python?
Well, first of all, if you get the one python, it feels like you could feed a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, can you? I just don't know.
Ashton,
like,
can you eat snake?
I'm looking at it
right
now. I
mean, Survivor Man used to do it. You guys ever watch Survivor Man?
Python meat is a delicacy that can sell to connoisseurs for up to $50 a pound.
Well, then what are we doing?
Whoa, $50 a pound?
Would you eat it?
I guess I would try it.
Okay.
I would try. I'll try almost anything.
How is someone not capturing this python and selling it?
Well, she had 122 eggs. That to me is like
caviar.
No, fish eggs.
Oh,
yeah, it's like
closer.
More crack opens, snake pops out. So then you, why isn't anybody?
I mean, does the male python have a donger? Ashton.
Snake pops out.
The visualization of
like
all of this.
Like it's one of those canisters, like, oh, what's in here?
It's more of like Jack in the Box.
I'm squirming. The visualization
snake in the box.
Of
snake
the eggs.
In my boot. But it does sound like true. You might be onto something here. If you can like, just get one female python, well, then you do have to, you do need the male, right? A couple times at least.
All right, so I'm googling
I'm sorry,
how do pythons mate.
I've been distracted after Jen said snake in my box.
Okay, here.
I didn't say my box.
Hell?
I said snake in the box.
I don't know
this
if you
like
did.
The middle versus a middle. Okay,
you guys want to know how snakes mate or what?
Yes.
All right, so here we go. According to petkeen.com, which I don't know what the hell that is, courtship happens when the male snake rests his chin on the back of a female's head.
What?
That's
chin?
When
chin?
That's courtship.
Yeah. That's
she,
courtship.
She then,
yes.
She
that's
then,
not
I'm
intercourse.
I'm not done, guys. I'm trying to explain how this happened. God. She's only willing to mate.
See?
He got
He's
mad
angry.
At you. Go ahead. Keep going.
He's an angry elf.
She's only willing to mate if she lifts her tail to allow him to wrap himself
what do you mean,
around
tail?
Her.
Their whole until, body is a tail.
Until their cloacas, a chamber where they reproduce and expel waste, are lined up. So it's some sort of like you see an avatar and they put their tails together. That's kind of what happens with snakes.
Then does she keep the eggs inside her body?
I don't think he gets them.
No, but I'm saying, like, if this python, it said she was pregnant with 122 eggs. Does she just line them up back there? Click, 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 click. I got to keep going. There's 122 of them.
It's a lot of clicking.
And, okay, let me ask you a question.
A
can you
get
pregnant with 122 eggs just from one clicking?
You know, I'm trying to find the information out here, but I'm not an expert yet on snakes. Something goes somewhere, and then there's eggs.
Should we try to buy some? Hey. Ashton, can we buy, like,
python eggs?
Python meat.
Where to buy python?
I'm just saying, if you're going to go down this route, if this is going to be a business opportunity for
Should
you.
Should we call Bunzels?
You have to buy a girl and a boy, right?
Why?
Well, I mean, if you...
If
you want fresh eggs, yes. I'm okay with just buying...
The one time?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even raise a python? Like, let's say again, hypothetically speaking.
Let me tell you what. I told you the story how my roommate had one in there without telling us.
Yeah, you already talked about
us.
Jim McMahon today.
No.
Different
My
snake.
Buddy in college had, it was probably a 14-foot, 160-pound.
No, it was not.
Good for
no,
him.
It was not. No. No, your buddy did not have a 6-foot snake.
I'll call Bull.
I mean, good
Bull
for
will
him.
Confirm this, but...
Two-hander.
I don't know. They got to eat, right?
Yep.
So when you bring the thing in that it's going to eat, you because I lived on the sixth floor, 6 floors above the police department, and when you brought it through the front door, the thing it was going to eat would already be crapping itself.
Oh, because it knew? It could, like, smell the snake?
I don't know.
Ooh,
it sensed
sausage.
That it
yes.
was dinner.
Yes.
What yeah. type of things would they bring in for the python to eat? You're going to say cats?
There's a holiday where they're kind of famous and your kids really like when they dress up like that. And
Santa?
Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Ooh.
Chewy, I found some pies on me.
That's been a dramatic reenactment.
Can we be honest, though? Gabe and I were looking at each other like, what the hell is he talking about? We
could. I went through Leprechaun. I went through Halloween. Santa Claus. Yeah, when you said dress up, I'm like, Halloween? I'm like,
never thought Easter.
Yeah.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
So I called the cops and got it removed. Wait a minute, like, who did that?
The cops that you lived above?
Yeah.
You called them? You didn't just step down?
Yeah.
So time out. So the snake is eating the bunnies. And then what did your buddy do with the snake? Did he cuddle with the snake?
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
So insane.
I think I'm out on snake
does
people.
Does the snake eat everything? Like bones and all?
Swallows.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know how snakes, I mean, they eat mice. Like, you feed snakes
dead
mice.
Well, yeah, but like,
aren't they alive? Don't they prefer them alive?
Well, probably, you know, if you get your preference, sure, but you can't always find
the mice. I mean, the mouse is like bite size, right? Like a rabbit's.
Like a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, a rabbit's a little bigger.
You've never seen those videos of snakes just like.
But the problem is.
But they unhinge their jaws?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, yeah,
gross.
I mean, for an 18-foot.
But the weird thing is, he's going to buy like a rabbit a week, and the people at the pet store are like, what are you doing with all these rabbits?
That's a very good question.
By the way,
couldn't he have gone to a different pet store? Can't you rotate the pet stores at that point?
He was a D-lineman. He wasn't very bright.
How much do rabbits cost? Like, what's the cost of feeding this
thing? In 1994?
Here we go, inflation again.
Yeah, I'll do the inflation
myself. I don't know, $7?
That's not bad. But how often do you need them? Is it once a week?
Yeah, once a week.
More appropriately, what she was saying, I don't know. I feel like we should have just left it at that. I don't know, $7. I don't know. Though we can buy python sausage with garlic and basil for $50 on the internet.
Maybe we should buy some python sausage and just try it.
Yeah.
How would you grill it? Is that how you make
well,
the python sausage?
Well, you don't grill sausage.
Well,
right?
You do brats. We grill brats.
Yeah, you grill brats.
Right?
Put them on the griddle top even. I've got one of those. Yeah, for sure. I've got a whole place we could make this.
Okay.
Are you inviting us over? Is that what that sounded like? I've got a whole place we can make this.
Didn't
that
sound
like
python meat?
Didn't that sound like an invitation over to Ashton's place?
I think he's trying to walk it back.
Chewy, here's the thing: you want to see Ashton's place?
I
don't
do.
You?
He actually doesn't.
I will tell you the address. You can show up at any point in time. I'm pretty sure Jen
already got
once.
The address. I'm good.
Okay, well, what do you come
I did
on over?
Write it down. Yeah. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, door's wide open. If I'm home,
thing. He said it out loud, and I was like, "Ooh, I may need that someday." Let's see. Click, 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 click. Just like the address.
Can you say it on the air?
I would not tell people where you're living. I'm just thinking if I can find it and hand it over.
Does
I got
Ashton
it right here.
Sometimes like
here.
Dress up
CSR?
As like a court jester and walk yep. around his apartment. Can't you see that? Like
a court
Ashton?
Jester?
God, you guys are gonna be so disappointed in me.
Yeah, that's why I don't think you ever want to see
Ashton. There's something
Ashton's
mysterious
apartment.
About him though.
There's
just,
nothing.
He's just a normal dude who has bad food takes so. And likes baseball.
Bad what? Food takes, and I'm starting to hear that he's got bad friend taste.
I disagree with that.
I heard maybe you were trying to hang out with somebody this weekend.
Well,
don't
yeah.
do that.
No,
can I just
no,
at least make a case during
no.
the break for why you shouldn't want to hang out with this person?
I disagree. I
you, don't even, you haven't
happened?
Even heard my you haven't
yeah,
even
I
heard
hear
my
this.
You haven't even heard my story yet. You haven't even heard my plea yet. Maybe it's very well founded.
I will gladly listen to it, but I don't know. Okay. I don't think so.
Do the listeners know who Jen's talking about?
Well, they will, apparently.
The people who listen all the time know exactly who Jen is talking about.
Okay.
I had somebody I played golf with this week who I've met him a couple of times, but he said he enjoys the feud that Jen has with this person.
It's kind of a brother-sister thing, right?
Obviously, Jen doesn't feel that way.
Okay. I mean,
let me get into it during the break. Have you guys been to St. Kate the Arch Hotel yet? Or if you're looking for the perfect place to host a private party to celebrate a birthday or a big promotion, look no further than St. Kate the Arch Hotel. They have plenty of options for you, depending on your vibe, depending on your mood, depending on how your week is going. How about the dark room? It's a quiet, swanky setting for you to enjoy an intimate meal with your favorite people. And when you book an event at the dark room, you get the chance to work directly with St. Kate's dining team to create a custom menu for your celebration. I got to go to the dark room for a dinner the other day, you guys. It is so cool. You walk in through this secret door. There's these lush curtains everywhere, a dark bookshelf, candelabras. It's just very like bougie and cool. And as I said, you get to work with their custom team to create a menu that is perfect for you and your guest. Learn more about hosting your next celebration at the dark room by visiting stkatearts.com. stkatearts.com. I will see you there.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you see a big pipe?
That's just a baby Ruth.
No big pipe. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Baseball Chewy's to the White Sox. Mind. Well, he asked me if I saw a big pipe, and of course, I don't want to just want to disparage anybody by saying no.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. So put your best face on, everybody. Pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with some bang.
I know we mentioned it earlier in the show, but as we were talking about your famous hissy fits, a lot of love for Bob Knight here on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. When it comes to hissy fits, Bob Knight should be top of the list. Yeah. But I also said, at what point is it a hissy fit and what point is it just your personality? Right? Bob Knight, I feel like it's, that was just him. He was wired that way. So it was less of a hissy fit. It was more of like his natural reaction to the world.
So if you have a lot of those moments, because then John McEnroe would qualify for that, doesn't it? Because he's got a lot of meltdowns.
Well, so then at what point do you do it and it gets a reaction and then you do it again and it gets more reaction and then it kind of becomes part of your persona?
You tell me, Jen. You're the one with small children. I feel it's kind of the same cause and effect.
I just figure that with kids, it's innate. Like, they don't know how to regulate their emotions or express themselves. And so the hissy fit kind of happens.
But kids are constantly looking for that reaction from you. You know, like, I have seen the people who live upstairs, like, I have seen the bigger daughter, the bigger kid push the smaller kid down and look around smiling for a reaction.
That's
you know,
great.
Like, oh, is that funny? And everyone, nobody's laughing, so it's not funny. You know, like, once you get that reaction, but if she got the reaction, then suddenly it's, oh, I can do this, it's funny, it's hilarious. So it's the same thing, you know, you get this reaction if you're McEnroe and you're starting to make money off of it. You're probably going to keep doing it.
It's kind of like our show. We do the thing to get the reaction. Nobody yells at us. Nobody kicks us off the air. So then we do it a little more.
All right. Yeah. I guess we're fine. Nobody said anything.
I'm getting blamed for the two-hander when it was Chewy who threw out the two-hander.
What?
What? Who? Never heard of him. Nah. Also, I heard that Josh is angry about our snake knowledge, or he's angry about our lack of snake knowledge. What is it?
Yeah. Producer Josh DiMaggio of Scales on Brus, 46, right here on 94.5 ESPN. He was texting me during the snake conversation, asking me if we were idiots, to which I replied yes. Now,
I want Josh to just talk.
Josh is right here.
You're snake idiots. You don't know what you're talking about. Chewy, I think you're making stuff up. You can't eat a bunny every week. Snakes don't eat that way, and you feed them dead mice because if the mice are alive and the snake isn't hungry, they'll just eat the snake, and the snake will have holes in it and get infections in it.
What?
This snake was literally 160 pounds.
Guys, hold on.
Just a second. He did have some baby pythons.
Snake knowledge?
No, he did. Hold on.
Do you own a snake?
Oh, of course I don't own a snake. I just know about snakes. It's called having a brain, guys.
I can't believe you just tried to tell us that mice will eat through the snake.
They will, absolutely, 100%.
So the mice have to be dead?
Yes.
No, they don't have to be. This is what happened, okay? He had the monster snake. I turned him in, ratted it out. He got rid of it. He got littler pythons that were probably like a little bigger than the garden snake. You fed a mouse, but what the mouse would do is scratch the hell out of the snake.
Correct.
The snake would get an infection and then die.
Yes.
So he lost like two pythons. But Joshy, this one was 14 feet, probably 160 pounds.
That's a hole.
Yes.
Then they can eat that size.
Yes.
But you have, like, not domesticated, but snakes who aren't raised in the wild aren't going to know how to hunt if they're not taught to hunt and aren't, like, at a young age.
I love that you say this is basic snake knowledge.
Watch a movie one time.
That's
a documentary.
All of my snake knowledge came from snakes
on a plane.
I'm
sick of these mother bleeping snakes.
You guys don't watch Animal Planet? Come on.
All right. Eaten by a shark or eaten by a Burmese, an anaconda. Pick one.
You want to be eaten by a shark because you'll get choked out to death by any sort of constrictor. You don't want to die that way.
You don't want to die by suffocation.
No.
You don't want to die by bleeding to death?
You probably watch it as it eats you. You go head first. You don't want that.
Well, you go head first or feet first?
They always go head first.
They eat the head?
Yes.
Is that how they ate the bunnies?
Yeah.
Can confirm.
And then they came out feet first.
Wow. Well, listen, I'm glad we had Joshy here to set us straight, man. I mean, the last thing we want is to be spewing false information
about snakes.
No, just in general. The last thing we want, I want to be very clear, the very last thing we want here on Jen, Cave, and Chewy is to be spreading false information from 7 to 9 a.m. here on ESPN Milwaukee, because that would be irresponsible.
I can't wait to get this snake sausage. I'm not going to lie.
Did you order it? Do you want me to chip in for it? It feels like it might be a little expensive. I can Venmo you.
It's $50. I have not ordered it yet.
So how much? Okay, so how much are we getting for $50?
It's 32 ounces. We're getting eight 4-ounce
Is that enough for each of us to have a little sausage, a little snake sausage?
Should I bring buns? Do we think mustard goes well with python?
Yeah, what do you think, Chew?
You need to research this, Ashy.
What's
Do you get it on Amazon or what?
I know, it's exoticmeatmarket.com.
But you're going to get it sent here, or are you going to get it sent to your house?
I'll let you know.
And then do we need to grill it and then eat it right away? Or is it one of these things that he can grill and then bring in?
Wait, you don't eat snake?
What? You're chickening out?
Are you baby?
Huh?
Kind of gross,
what are you,
right?
McFly over here?
Yeah, all right.
It's a big old chicken.
I got to tell you, though, Josh and I were looking at the website back here. The picture is, it's just a picture of a snake. It's not a picture of what the sausage looks like, so we might be getting a box
what
that
else
has holes
do they
in
have?
It.
And the exotic meat website? Yeah. What else do they have?
Oh, they got everything. What do you want, buddy? I mean, they got alligator, alpaca meat, antelope meat, armadillo. I'm just reading.
I've had all those.
Okay, well, congratulations for you. Donkey milk? You haven't had that?
I'm out.
Emu meat?
Yeah, I've had that.
Oh, you could join an exotic burger of the month club. That would be fun. Exotic hot dog of the month?
What would be grosser than snake?
Dog.
Well, I mean, but if
okay,
it's...
Okay, Jen. Way to go. Way to ruin it.
He asked a question.
I answered
the question.
Yeah, you could have answered in a funny way. Officer, you decided to make it depressing.
He asked what would be worse. I figure that's worse.
You could have said like ribeye or something like...
Officer Honolulu in Sheboygan telling us he's owned a python and a boa for several years. In the summertime, it's normal to feed a snake once a week, either live or dead food. Rabbits, mice, rats. I do not have one anymore. Oh, he doesn't do live anymore. This goes back to what Joshua was saying, because the rodent will bite the snake and nibble at it. Really? Vindicated, Joshy. Vindicated.
Can we ask him if he's selling the python for meat?
Thanks for listening to Animal Planet this morning on ESPN.
With Jim Fowler.
Will Deutosh is next on ESPN Wisconsin. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. Joshy, what would you say? On a scale of 1 to 10, the chances of us being back tomorrow is...
2.
He's about right.
Tell me there's a chance.
We'll see ya.